going on, Rick?
Well, I got questions about palm trees. I moved into a new home for me in the last December, and it's got a bunch of palm trees. Number of sago palms. I got a couple of Canary Island date palms, the real big ones, and a couple other just variety windmill-type palms. I had heard that maybe feeding them in the fall, once in the fall, is a good thing to do. They're fairly good shape, but not great shape, and just wondered what a good feeding cycle for them would be.
I think that's fine. I wouldn't do it right now. Maybe a little later this month, but they're not real heavy feeders either. Now your sagos really aren't a palm. Let's treat them separately.
Okay.
Sagos are looking good.
Yeah, the sagos in essence are looking good. They've got bands where they're a little bit yellow, some of them,
yeah.
And the one next to it is gorgeous. And
yeah, I think,
I've got about 20 of them. I mean, there's a bunch of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I'd give them. Are they in the ground or are they in containers?
They're in the ground.
Okay, I think I'd go ahead and give them their just some slow release lawn fertilizer. Palm food's okay, but slow release lawn fertilizer is all you need to do. But
oh,
I'd go ahead
okay.
and give them. In February, because they, you know, they have that big spurt of growth in the spring.
Okay.
And so that's fine. Your big palms, if you feel like you need to fertilize them, you can go ahead and fertilize them this fall, just like you might fertilize some of the other trees.
Now, is there a regular palm food fertilizer?
Yeah, there is, but it's not necessary to use that. You can just use a slow release lawn fertilizer or even a winterizer fertilizer.
Okay.
And you don't need a lot, about a half a cup per couple inches of diameter.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Not quite as much as you would a regular shade tree in the spring.
Okay. I've also got a bunch of red tips in the backyard, and I had one die on me. It was around the end, and it apparently from a root rot. I couldn't really tell. The rest, some of them look pretty good, some not. Again, a feeding for them coming up.
I wouldn't feed them until next spring in February.
Okay.
Slow release lawn fertilizer.
Again. Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
Now, how's the foliage on those? Are they got leaf spots? Are they yellow, or how are they?
I've got one. Actually, the one that is next to the one that died is starting to get a little bit yellow on the tips of the new growth, if you will.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's looking pretty good. And the ones down the line are fairly healthy. I've got one line of them of about 10 that are pretty healthy and big, and one line of about 10 that are on another side of the yard that are shorter. And my neighbor said something about a nitrogen feeding them was a good idea, but and would spurt growth also.
Yeah, we don't. They don't need the nitrogen now, and I'm a little worried about any kind of fertilizer when they're stressed from this heat.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
You know, the one thing they would benefit by probably is some mulch over the root system.
Right.
And then fertilize them in February when they're,
okay.
You know, when we got some decent weather, some
sure.
mild weather, and they can put that growth spurt on.
Okay.
Right now, just get them, make sure they get enough water to make it through this summer. And the problem with them is, of course, that they get a leaf spot. They get chlorosis, and then they get a leaf spot, and they're very... It's almost impossible to treat the leaf spot. In some places they don't live very long. So
yeah, okay.
Yeah, and pull out the killed one as quick as you can.
Yeah, it's gone already.
Okay, good.
And I've been watching the other ones, and it's like in the one next to it was looking a little. Just the tips of the last new growth, the last 3 inches or so is what's a little bit whitish now, whitish yellow.
Yeah, that really sounds like it's having a little trouble getting. Because heat it could be, and also a little trouble getting iron up. When the soil is dry and hot or wet and cool,
mm-hmm.
Then it has even more trouble getting iron up. So make sure it gets enough water, but not
okay.
You don't want anything soggy, of course.
Okay.
So especially those that are showing some symptoms, do a little digging around there and see if it's dry, and then you can give a little special hand watering to those plants.
Okay, well, they're all covered in a bed, so there's mulch and
oh, good.
Around
okay.
them. But It hadn't the previous owner didn't treat them real well, from what I understand.
Yeah,
so.
Just check them out and just see if that one that's showing that symptom isn't a little dry under there.
Okay. One other question, if you got the time.
Sure.
On the single palms have the pups to grow, and I've moved a bunch of those, and they're actually starting to take root and doing pretty well. I wanted to try to do the same with the Canary Island date palm. Are you familiar with that at all? I've got a couple of new growths around the trunk, and where I've got anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of growth, and want to see if I dig down. I haven't tried yet. If they're similar to the Sagos,
I think you would. This is the time where you can plant palms too. They like this weather in terms of rooting. So go ahead and try it. Nothing lost either, other than hard work.